Today, one of the most watched videos on YouTube is that of a Lamborghini crashing while making a left turn in a suburb of Chicago.
I got that on video. This is going on YouTube.
It was posted 4 days ago, and it's already been watched 6,476,789 times. It's an example of how easy it is to tell stories to the world. Anyone with a smartphone can make a video and then post it to the internet. But in the era of Mike Daisy fabricating facts for his stories about Apple factory workers in China...
And because the other things that Mike told us about Apple and about Foxconn seemed to check out, we saw no reason to doubt him, and we dropped this. We didn't try further to reach the translator. That was a mistake.
Or the one-sided nature of the recent Comey videos.
What do I do for a job?
I stop the bad guys from being mean.
Can I tell you the bad guy's name?
Yeah.
This is the guy, Joseph Kony.
He's the bad guy?
Yeah.
We have to start asking ourselves how real these real-world videos are. What's going on outside the frame of a YouTube video? What's true? And who decides? These are the central questions of Forward, Life Gone Viral, a new play at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco. It uses Oprah Winfrey, Russian spies, viral videos, cancer, YouTube, and robotic flies on the wall to look at what revealing yourself to complete strangers does to the people you know and who know you the best. KALW's Julie Kane brings us the story.
The backdrop is simple. A nondescript desk and an office chair sit on an otherwise bare stage.
I pulled up your information and...
Two actors, Jerry Lynn Cohen and Charlie Varon, are having a conversation. Cohen plays an oncologist and Varon plays her patient. He's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, but there's been a mistake.
I'm not...
You don't have cancer? It's a benign mass. We can just keep our eye on it.
Enter the third character of the play, a wildly popular homemade YouTube video. It features a dying man telling his viewers to let go of blame and to do exactly what they want to do with their lives, completely guilt-free. It's been watched by 1.2 million people, including Varon's character, who, up until a few minutes ago, thought he was about to die.
How did he know that I needed to stop blaming myself? And how did he get to 1.2 million views in a week if he's unknown? I mean, I think I'm going to make a video. I mean, people are taking this guy's advice. They're selling their houses. He said, I am going on a hot air balloon ride over three continents, and you should do whatever you want to do before you die.
You must be talking about that cancer of blame video.
Oh, of course, you've seen it.
Cohen, the doctor, knows that video very well. It was made by her ex-husband, Donald, and she's quick to point out the inaccuracies of her ex's video message.
It's easy to say, oh, children are the most important thing, and then people watch, and they think, oh, the poor father. He cannot remember to pick up his kids on the weekend. He doesn't know when his son's birthday is. You know, oh, family, it's the most important thing. Well, if... If the most important thing, then don't cheat on your wife.
Oh, my.
How do you define family, Donald?
Without ever leaving the stage, Varon and Cohen use accents and body language to transform themselves into a total of 8 different characters, including ex-spouses, a Russian spy, and the new vice president of public relations for the Susan Komen Foundation. In this scene, Varon plays Donald, the doctor's ex-husband who made the cancer of blame video.
I get 200 emails a day thanking me for my video, to which I say, don't thank me, thank Oprah. Oprah is the mother of YouTube. History, I think, will look back and say, ours was the time society gave up its secrets.
We are this culture of spilling our secrets now.
Varin, who co-wrote this play with Cohen and director David Ford, says this is the central theme of the play. It first occurred to him a few years ago when someone forwarded him a YouTube video called The Last Lecture, Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams.
If you had one last lecture to give before you died, what would it be?
It's a talk given by 47-year-old Professor Randy Pausch, who knew he only had a few months left to live. In the video, Pausch stands at a lectern and shows slides of his CAT scans.
If you look at my CAT scans, there are approximately 10 tumors in my liver.
He then drops to the ground, does several push-ups, and springs back to the microphone to deliver his message.
We cannot change the cards we are dealt, just how we play the hand.
Randy Pausch died a few months after the lecture, but the video has had more than 14 million views.
Last-minute exhibitionism.
That's the name Varin has for these end-of-life videos. But actor Jerry Lynn Cohen has a different take.
I totally get it. I'm a cancer survivor, and I have seen this time and again with friends of mine, members of my support group, the need to tell your story. The need to share it. There's something very healing in that.
Right, but 20 years ago, you could share it, but you wouldn't be sharing it with strangers, necessarily.
That's so true. Easy
to share it with strangers.
That's true. But I understand the desire to do it, and I don't necessarily think of it as exhibitionism.
And this is why we have a play, is this tension right here.
That's David Ford, who co-wrote and directed the play. He says this tension led them to look more closely at the instantaneous nature of the internet and how it affects the way we understand and live our lives.
In an age of information, the truth is, you got to look very hard to find the truth. But there's lots of information, but the two are not necessarily synonymous.
So in a way, it feels like we've been swimming for a while in this digital age, and maybe what we're doing is taking a little beaker of the water that we've been swimming in and kind of holding it up to the light and saying, what is this? What is this we're now swimming in? What is this water? What is this world that now we take for granted?
Everybody looking. This was police state. And now you want to ask me, Kolya, how can you do spying?
One of Varin's characters in the play is a Russian entrepreneur. He helps the ex-spouses spy on each other with tiny mechanical drones that look like flies. Because he grew up in the former Soviet Union, he knows all about being watched. He says the digital age is all about a new kind of big brother, one who watches you while you watch others, and all for one ultimate purpose.
Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all the great internet success stories. How do they make their money? Surveillance. They collect information on you. Not for police state. For advertising state.
And in the advertising state, it seems whatever gets the most views, whether it's exaggerated, edited down, or just plain made up, can become the truth. In San Francisco, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.